AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Fierce wildfires are raging in the Los Angeles area, fueled by powerful Santa Ana winds. Residents have been fleeing from burning homes through flames, ferocious winds, and towering clouds of smoke. The director of the Los Angeles Public Works, Mark Pastrella, says the fire has been harmful and scary for the city.
Last night, we all witnessed doing heroic work in the face of grave danger. Last night was one of the most devastating and terrifying nights that we've seen in any part of our city, at any part of our history.
The audio courtesy of ABC 7. Officials say two people have died. More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. The Justice Department plans to release part of the special counsel's report on Donald Trump.
A federal appeals panel is considering a defense request to block the two-volume report's release, while charges remain pending against two Trump co-defendants in the case accusing him of illegally holding classified documents. In a court filing, the Justice Department says it will keep that part of the record out of public view for now, but it will release Smith's findings on Trump's efforts to undo the 2020 election results.
Deranged Jack Smith.
Trump yesterday argued Smith should not be allowed to release anything.
Why should he be allowed to write a fake report?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Trump is asking the Supreme Court to call off Friday's sentencing in his hush money case in New York. Trump's lawyers are turning to the nation's highest court after New York's courts refused to postpone the sentencing by the judge who presided over Trump's trial and conviction in May on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports a Federal Reserve official is weighing in on taxes and interest rates.
A top policymaker at the Federal Reserve is backing new interest rate cuts, even if President-elect Donald Trump's tariffs materialize. Despite elevated inflation, the Fed's Christopher Waller says he expects inflation to move closer to the Fed's 2% target over the next few months, even if the president-elect follows through on talk of tariffs. Waller says he expects it would not have a significant or persistent effect on inflation. The impact on tariffs is a wild card this year for the economy. There are fears it could make inflation worse. Producers tend to raise prices for customers to offset the increased cost of tariffs on imported materials and goods. Speaking in Paris, Christopher Waller did not go into detail about how many interest rate cuts he would like to see this year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.